Second by Rachel McLaughlin. All those in favor reconvening?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're reconvening the regular meeting at 9:01 PM. Okay, moving on, we're in personnel negotiations. Dan McTiernan is the chairman of this committee. Mr. McTiernan, could you give us a report on the activities of your committee?
Certainly. The DEAC committee, which is a combination of administrators and teachers looking at teacher evaluations, will have its next meeting in January of this coming year. So there's been no progress since the last board meeting, mainly because there hasn't been a DEAC meeting since then. The next one's scheduled for, I forgot the date, 12th? 14th. I was in the teens, right? I was close. Negotiations are still underway. We're working with the CTEA. The negotiations are active. With the CTAA, negotiations are also active. Can think of no reason, or hopefully there is no reason, why we would not have an agreement or agreements to be voted on no later than January. That's an optimistic view, but we certainly hope so. I think in all instances that we're very, very close to agreements in those negotiations. As you notice on the agenda, we have 20 items for approval here today, one of which has already been approved. The president did note early on there is a worthwhile comment to be made on the hiring of our new director, is that it is a process a little bit different from the hiring that takes place in the other agenda items that are here, in that it is an administrative position. And typically in that position, you have board members engaged, you have teachers engaged in that, you have administrators engaged in that, and members of the committee on that team. Or we get as many people on the bus as we can to ask as many confusing questions as we can to the candidates, and that took place. The other hirings that take place on a day-to-day event or through the normal operations, really the board provides a governing or an oversight to ensure that the school district has paid attention to and adhered to the guidelines that are there. So rarely is there an example where we're going to get engaged in, for example, hiring a custodian or looking at a TA or a teacher that's coming on board. That typically remains in the guise or the responsibility of the administrators. And as you can see here, we have three of those events that are taking place here. And the board really is concurring that policies and practices were adhered to and were followed, and all legal requirements were done. So of these 19 items here, I think it is important to note that two of those are maternity leave extensions. We are bringing on two people to help us with custodial services. We've got a couple new bus aides. We've got, what do we have, about 60 plus people are being approved as chaperones. I think the majority of those were chaperones also last year. We have a change in student intern placement from one teacher to another classroom, and we have some volunteers that are being approved. So with that, what I'd like to put forth is PN 126 through PN 144 for approval.
Motion.
So we have a motion by Dan McTiernan and a second by Kevin Malloy. Is there any discussion on the personnel negotiations action item? Any comments on PNN?
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Okay. Moving on to the Policy and Curriculum Committee. Rachel McLaughlin is the chairperson of this committee. Mrs. McLaughlin, would you please give us a report on the activities of your committee?
Certainly, Mr. Sturgis.
Very formal here.
Policy and Curriculum Committee met on December 2nd for yet another long, long, long meeting. We spent a good deal of our time talking about policy. We have on tonight's agenda a second reading of several policies.
Judy?
It's the expansion of the roof.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Sure, it's not Spider-Man coming in for a visit.
Did we just say that was the expansion of the roof?
No.
That wasn't Santa, was it?
I actually felt
it. Reindeer? Reindeer? Sled?
Oh, God.
I hope Santa didn't just get stuck up there.
That's a problem. My children will be very upset.
That happens
crazy.
In the winter?
Okay.
Well, I know some people find policy boring, but that definitely
that's really
created a little bit of interest. As I was saying, we have several policies that are up for second reading tonight. Basically, these policies are regarding things that we do annually, such as the formation of board committees, executive authority, our reorganization meeting, which we will be having in January. In addition to that, we have some first reading policies on the agenda tonight, which focus on administrative as well as teacher evaluations. All board members should have received first readings in their board packet. I did notice on the bottom of my packet this month that they were attached, so just checking that everybody got those policies.
Yep.
In addition to that, we spent a good deal of time talking about the calendar. As you're aware, we're looking at whether or not to align to North Hunterdon Regional District, or whether to align majority of our calendar with North Hunterdon Regional District. Some of the considerations are whether or not to start before Labor Day or after Labor Day, whether or not to take off for Jewish holidays, because this year North Hunterdon Regional Sending District will be taking off for the Jewish holidays. One thing I wanted to note to the board is that I had asked Dr. Clark for some data regarding absentees during Jewish holiday periods. So I went back 3 years. I looked at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when it occurred during the school year in September. And for Rosh Hashanah this year, approximately 54 students were absent, which is 3.5% of our student body. The average daily absence rate this year so far is 121 students, which is 8%. And if you look back historically, typically our attendance rate on a daily average is around 122 students, which is about 8% of our population. And on the Jewish holidays, for the previous 3 years, the average absent rate was 7% and 6.5%. So just a little data around the religious holidays. One of the things our discussion centered on was the pros and cons of aligning with the North Hunterdon calendar. And as a result of that, you know, we talked about, is it appropriate for us to start before Labor Day, given our population is slightly different? From a parent perspective, there are students in our district that cross a line. They're on both they're in both districts. So some parents have students in the elementary level and some students that are in the high school level. And it can be challenging for parents to have two different calendars with different holidays. So we, in our committee, strongly feel that when we can, we would like to align with holidays. It's still up for discussion as to whether or not we should align prior to Labor Day or not. Another consideration is the fact that the high school does have air conditioning, and we don't have air conditioning, and traditionally it is hot in August and also in June. So maybe when we get to the discussion portion of the evening, I would be looking for some comment from board members regarding whether or not to start before or after Labor Day, and whether or not we should or should not take off for school during the Jewish holidays for the upcoming school year. The third item that we discussed in curriculum was the ad hoc committee. We have started an ad hoc committee to discuss the possibility of full-day kindergarten in Clinton Township. We have some community members, some parents, some teachers, administrators, and board members on this committee. We've already had two meetings. We have focused primarily on questions that we feel need to be answered within our committee in order to present to the public, hopefully at the end of January. We are working on a survey that we would like to send out to not only the teachers and parents of the students in our district, but also in our community. So we are looking at ways to reach different community groups so that the survey can reach all members. In addition to that, the Finance and Facilities Committee has been interviewing demographers, and they're going to be doing a demographer study, which will also need some feedback from the community. So we are going to be working closely with the Facilities and Finance Committee to add some demographic questions to the full-day kindergarten survey as well, so that people are not bombarded with more than one survey, and they would be more willing to answer our questions. That survey hopefully will be finished by the end of this month, and we hope to send it out the first week that we are back in January. Also on the agenda tonight, there is a action item to purchase two sets of The Double Life of Pocahontas for grade 7 integrated English language arts and social studies lessons. In addition to that, we are working on some other policies, which you will see probably in January and February, so there's more policy reading coming. With that being said, I would like to move forward action items 14PC014 through 14PC16.
So we have a motion on 14014 and 14016. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Kevin Malloy. Is there any discussion on 014 through 016?
I have some questions regarding the calendar. Mm-hmm. When are we required? What is the date by which we're required to post the final school calendar for the upcoming year? Is that already completely done?
There's no official requirement for a posting. Parents want it as soon as possible,
right,
so that they can make plans. So what we said in our email alert to parents was that we would be discussing it tonight, mm-hmm, for a formal vote in January.
Okay. The reason I brought it up is there, and I think we've done this before, and I'll ask Mrs. Grant as chair of communications. I think you and Mrs. Grant have actually worked before on historically in previous years, mm-hmm, getting the public's feedback on calendar alignment. Understanding the needs for calendar alignment, I also sympathize with what you said earlier about Hunter North being air conditioned and our schools in this district not being air conditioned. I would probably lean towards an after Labor Day, but I will, you know, all my kids are in this district at this point, but I'd like to see if there's opportunity to solicit further public feedback. Or do we think this is something we want to move forward without?
Do you want to highlight the
You might be talking about this calendar in your committee.
Yeah, it's actually we're talking across most of the committees,
right,
because it sort of impacts all of, mm-hmm, us, except for really personnel at the moment. Rachel and I have talked about it extensively, and we really just did that survey about a year ago.
Right.
So we feel if we do it again, you know, the data is pretty fresh. And it was a 50-50 split, frankly, and it was the people who had children in both North and CTSD wanted it to start and align, and the people who just had children at CTSD wanted it after Labor Day. Was the most successful survey we've had as far as total number of respondents, and it was clearly a 50-50 split.
Cool. With that being the case, perhaps it's better to sort of resend that information out to the board.
Sure.
I would expect 50-50. So no matter what this board decides, there'll be more than a handful of people who are displeased by the decision,
mm-hmm,
and more than a handful of people who are pleased by the decision. I'm just curious what sort of public information, and you've answered that question, mm-hmm, might help guide me towards the final decision.
And I just wanted to make you aware that we did send out notices in the principal's Friday updates,
mm-hmm,
and elsewhere, reminding people that tonight we were going to be discussing it, and if,
yep,
people wanted to come out and speak, they could come out and speak tonight.
I saw those go out, yeah.
And on that same topic, Kevin, this is the third board meeting where we've discussed the calendar,
mm-hmm,
and then next in January it'll be the fourth, and it's been on our website for over a month. And then I was going to say what you had said, that we actually a couple meetings ago wanted to get the word out to make sure that people had the opportunity to give feedback, and that's when we had asked the principals to include it in their weekly broadcast.
Okay.
So I agree, we want as much feedback as we can get, but we have made an effort to make sure that there were multiple opportunities, and we should do that again prior to the meeting in January. I have been getting emails and some phone calls from parents. Not a lot, I would say, maybe three or four people. I did get some email that some people couldn't attend tonight, and they shared their opinions with me about both the school calendar and Labor Day, starting after Labor Day or before, and then Rosh Hashanah. And I asked for permission to share that with the board, and I haven't gotten it yet, so when I have that, I'll forward that over to you guys. So we're still in a comment section for PNC. Does anyone else? I have a couple. Does anyone else have any comments?
The one final comment I'll make, aside from alignment of school start dates, is I can't see any reason why this board should not agree to put the religious holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on the school calendar.
Should not.
I think they should be recognized on the school calendar.
Recognized and a day off, or recognized?
If the schools have historically been open, and I think the preponderance of public schools do recognize the date as an opportunity to have excused absences, which I believe we currently do.
We do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. That's what I was just confirming.
Any not just Jewish holidays, any religious holiday is an excused absence from school. Yeah. And there is a published list of all the religious holidays. Mm-hmm.
On the alignment issue, my feedback on that, one is the air conditioning issue. One of my kids goes to school in the summer. At times, it's been in an unair-conditioned school, and at times it's been on an unair-conditioned bus, and it's rough. When you see a young kid getting off of a bus, beet red, sweaty with their clothes wet, for that reason, and with the age of the kids, I'm probably more likely to want to keep the start date after Labor Day. And then also the length of the time away from school. A couple of years ago when we had that early June dismissal, I think it was June 6th, but we had, I think it was a full 90 days out of school. And my opinion for the younger kids is that's too long for kids as young as, in our school system, 3 years old, to be out of school. So I'm a proponent of keeping the start date after Labor Day. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I've shared with the board previously, I have gotten significant amount of emails, let's say over the past two calendar cycles, from parents asking for the board to consider having off one of those two holidays.
What's a considerable number?
I would say between the last calendar vote and this one, probably 12 different people, which for me on any topic is considerable. As a percentage of the school population, it's not. But as a percentage of people contacting you on any one issue, that's quite a bit. And then on the demographer.
Could you forward those on to the rest of us so we can see what those comments are?
I can do the current ones, the ones from prior years. I don't know if I can or not.
They have to be saved for 3 years, so they should be in your board email by law.
I might need some help with that. On the demographer topic, we've solicited proposals from demographers. We've interviewed a demographer, and I believe the consensus of the committee was we wanted to interview possibly an additional demographer. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we probably should have some communication with the town on this topic. I mean, I know they do demographic studies. We're getting ready to enter into a demographic study. I'd kind of like to know what are they doing. Do they have one planned? Maybe they could complement each other. We've heard that some districts hire two demographers so that you can look at the results from the two and try to take some of the best of both and get some leveling. If they are doing a demographic study, maybe it's something we could collaborate on rather than us going off and two and hiring one or two and them going off and hiring a third or possibly one of the same. I don't know who does that with the town, but we actually, Mark, you're our liaison to the town council. Would you mind asking them if they have anything planned? And then John, he's actually at the planning board meeting. He would be another one we could talk to about.
He's already volunteered to help guide the group with his background in using demography studies and others as well.
So we'll reach out to them and see what their thoughts are on that and see if they might have a similar program going. It might be an opportunity to collaborate with the town. And that's all I have. Are there any other comments on policy and curriculum?
From my perspective with the calendar, I guess, I'm not a proponent of starting before Labor Day. The air condition may be one factor, but also parenting sometimes is not about convenience, and I think some of the parents who may want to align want it for convenience purposes, obviously. And we have kids of different ages, through the district and throughout. So we can't always have convenience as a parent. So I think that should play into it also, that we've always had it before one district, and we're always after. I don't see why we should switch. I don't see why it should be made. I think we should stay the course. As far as the religious holiday, I guess we've given you some data. You'll be sharing some more feedback between the next meeting?
Sure, I can share with you. I have only gotten one parent email, and it was regarding the start date, and that parent was in favor of starting after Labor Day. I have gotten no other parent emails to my board email.
Having about the religious holiday?
Not one.
Okay. All right. Well, at this point, I would certainly not advocate for starting before Labor Day, as far as the calendar issue. So when it comes time for a vote, that's where I stand for the record.
Thank you.
So when will we be voting on that, and what will be the process for that vote? It seems that there's a number of items that are up for approval. Are we going to be voting on each item? A religious holiday, we're going to say yes or no to. A start date, we're going to say yes or no to, et cetera. Or is it a whole calendar or a partial calendar?
I think that we should just look at the feedback. I was hoping to get the feedback from the entire board so I could go back into committee to discuss what the feedback was, and that the committee could create the calendar with the assistance of Dr. Clark to present at the January meeting. I don't think that we'll have it done for the January 6th meeting, which is the reorg meeting. I think it would be at the end of the month. What do you think, Dr. Clark?
It shouldn't really be at the reorg meeting.
That's what
yeah,
I think.
We have to have some votes at the reorg meeting, but we can do the January 28th meeting for
okay.
the calendar.
Could you repeat the impacts of attendance on Jewish holidays?
Could you repeat
the impacts?
Oh,
you said
yeah,
percentages okay. Absence.
So this year Rosh Hashanah fell on September 5th, and there were 54 students absent, which is significantly lower than our average daily absence rate. Our average daily absence rate for this year is 122 students. So on this year on Rosh Hashanah, 54 students were absent. Last year, Rosh Hashanah fell on September 17th, and there were 112 students absent. Last year's average daily absence rate was 121 students. So it was also lower than the average daily absence rate.
So on the holiday, the absent rate has remained at or below the normal average for each day?
That is correct.
Okay.
I would submit that those, that we're not, we have to consider the date. September 5th, for example, is very, very early in the school year. Also allowing that Rosh Hashanah, I believe, begins at sundown on the 5th of September, correct? Is that the date you're using?
September 4th at sundown starts Rosh Hashanah, so the 5th would have been
the full day.
Day.
Okay. What when did school start this year?
The day before.
The 4th.
So we've got the second day of school. Most parents are going to want their children in school on that second day of school. That's sort of that critical beginning of the year time. The absentee rate goes up when Rosh Hashanah is later in that same month. So I think I'd sort of say that September 5th date almost represents a false positive as we consider the data.
Although the other data demonstrates that it's
that.
Less than...
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
When it did fall later in the month, it was still less than the average day.
An average... Okay, well, let's talk about exactly what an average means, right? An average means the average over an entire year. It's not necessarily the mean. The number itself is somewhat malleable. So if over the 180 days of school, the average absentee rate is only 20, I would say that we probably see absentee rates increase later in the year when we get closer towards the winter months, when children are more prone to illness. I think that probably drives absenteeism as opposed to observance of religious holidays.
Well, in addition, we cannot assume that all those absent on a religious holiday are actually celebrating.
Absolutely
a religious
correct.
Holiday.
That's absolutely right. But my point is, I appreciate you getting this data, but I think as a data set, I don't find it particularly swaying one way or the other.
I would agree with you that it's not swaying one way or the other. What my input would be to the committee is, I would not support any religious holiday as being a day to divide the school year up on. In other words, to make a special circumstance or a day off for any religious holiday, unless there is a significant anticipated impact on attendance, and I'm not hearing that. So if there were a significant impact on attendance, that would impact the classroom or the school day, then I would vote for any religion or any particular process that we look at and strongly consider having that as a school holiday. I'm not hearing data to support it in this particular circumstance, so my input to the committee would be, without that data, is that I would not be supportive of it. Same thing for starting before Labor Day. I think that if we were a school or buildings with air conditioning, and keep in mind in August, the amount of thunderstorms, the high temperature, et cetera, the humidity, potential impact on students, the higher incident of students with medical conditions that can be impacted by that, that it would not be in good interest to start before Labor Day, just for the sake of matching another school's calendar. I recognize that 50% of the people will like that, 50% of the people will not like that. But also I know that a lot of parents that I'm aware of target the last 2 weeks of August for vacation days. So that's when they like to go on vacation. That's one of the most popular periods of time in the country, not just here in New Jersey. So I would give you as guidance, as that would be my take on those two issues for consideration of the committee.
Thanks.
I'm just gonna put my two cents in there that I prefer us not to start before Labor Day as well. I think we need to start after due to air conditioning and other issues that are there, but I think there's no reason really to start before. And I agree, I don't think we need to align to whatever North and Voorhees is doing. I think we can stand on our own.
I would support starting after Labor Day for all the reasons everybody has already mentioned. And then as far as the data, I concur with Mr. McTiernan that the data doesn't seem to be significant enough to have the day off for the district, so I don't support with the current data having Rosh Hashanah off.
Michelle, any thoughts?
As far as the before Labor Day or after Labor Day, I like the idea of keeping the idea of the notion open, because when there's a big gap between the high school and the K to 8, it is a problem. And it's a problem for many families. It's a problem for just the flow, I think, just the flow of the town. But where it's just a day or two, it's probably a good idea just to keep consistent with our tradition and starting after Labor Day. There are good reasons why North Hunter and Voorhees start before Labor Day. It's not just sports, it's not just band. It is for educational reasons. And folks do start to round up in our home for those reasons. As far as Rosh Hashanah, I mean, the one thing that I am inclined to say to have the holiday off, especially in years where the holiday falls in the middle of the week, I think that there is sort of a chilling effect on a holiday when there's the family knows that the kids are in school and that they're missing a school day. So as a respect for someone else's beliefs and someone else's family traditions, I think everybody's entitled to spend their time with grandma or their aunts and uncles or whatever they need to do, and not have know that advanced math is going forward without them. Or whatever the case may be. So I think that especially in the years where the holiday falls in the middle of midweek, we should consider having the day off. I think this year the sundown fell on Friday, if I recall, and the holiday was actually on Saturday, so it probably wasn't so much of an issue.
That was Yom Kippur.
Was that Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
I knew one of them fell like that, so it wasn't such an issue.
I think Rosh Hashanah, we started on Tuesday after Labor Day, and I think Rosh Hashanah was Wednesday or Thursday of that first week.
Yeah, I'm gonna count.
This year,
Thursday.
It was early.
Thursday. Yeah, so I think that this year wasn't necessarily an indicative year.
I think it was unusually early this year.
Right, I think that the holidays just fell on unusual dates, but I think normally they do fall later. I think what Kevin Malloy, that in the year, especially when it's at the beginning of the school year, families will say, you know what, go to school and we'll hurry up and get you dressed and go to whatever you have to do. And I think there's been a chilling effect on someone's holiday, and that's not necessarily appropriate either. So I think especially in years where the holiday falls in midweek, we should consider having the day off.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anything besides the calendar?
for these action items?
Did you get everything from everybody, both the start date and Rosh Hashanah, from everybody?
No, I don't think so. But if we're polling, I would be in favor of...
Yeah, but then give me his thoughts on Rosh Hashanah. He only gave me his thoughts on before Labor Day.
Oh, I didn't either.
I would be in favor of adding Rosh Hashanah as a holiday.
The one thing I did want to add was that originally, when I met with the sending districts, everyone was going to follow the North Hunterdon calendar exactly. And last week, I started to get some emails that some of the sending districts are not sure they're going to follow the North Hunterdon calendar exactly. And some of it has to do with starting before Labor Day. Some of it has to do with the Jewish holidays. So there are a few of the sending districts that are now undecided. So I just wanted to share that that's an update to the previous information I had for you.
Thank you.
Mrs. V, do you have anything on thoughts on Rosh Hashanah?
Well, I kind of agree with Michelle saying that it is, we would be nice to respect other people's religions and their beliefs. I disagree with the fact that some families probably say to themselves, well, it's the second day of school and I want you to get to school. If it's their religious holiday, they want to celebrate it. I'm sure their children probably are staying home. That's, you know, a belief in their home and that's what they believe in. So it's kind of, I'm kind of torn, to be honest, because I want to respect everyone's beliefs, but I do understand that it's not a, it might not impact us hugely in our absentees of students, but in one sense, I think that we should take off. Yes.
I didn't really give you my thoughts, so I thought I would share. I think that, as I stated about our discussion in the curriculum committee starting before Labor Day, considering our population, we have preschool children through early elementary, and it is hot. The buses are hot. The classrooms are hot. And so I don't think that just because North does it, we should do it too. So I would not be in favor of starting prior to Labor Day. As for Rosh Hashanah, you know, I keep going back to, for me, it's what is the majority of our community celebrating? And if the majority of our community were to celebrate this holiday and it would impact instruction to the point where there would be so many students that would be absent that it would be like a school I grew up in where there were five students and we just played games all day, I don't think it would be I don't think it would be a valid educational experience for anyone, teachers included. There are lots of religious holidays, and so, you know, I empathize with your thoughts, Michelle, that no one who celebrates a religious holiday that occurs during the middle of the week wants to have instruction continue without them. But it does happen throughout the year. I think it happens less in this district because we don't seem to have a larger diversity of religions. But I also think that if we look at the makeup of our community, I go back to the data, and I know that it's September, but I still have to look at, to Megan's point, you know, just because it's the second day of school doesn't mean I'm going to stop celebrating my religious holiday to go to school.
Right.
Noted, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, well, let me rephrase. I think the date on which Rosh Hashanah falls, particularly when it falls so early in the school calendar, parents will make decisions that may be internally conflicting, but they might think of the educational experience outweighs the celebration of the New Year holiday. Yom Kippur, completely different story. Yom Kippur being the most solemn day in the Jewish calendar, that's a different matter. But Rosh Hashanah as the New Year holiday, I mean, is something that I think it the potential, you must admit the potential is for somebody to be somewhat conflicted and end up sending their child to school.
Oh, absolutely.
So
as
that's
well as
a, that's
as
what
well
I'm
as
saying.
A staff member that may
totally
celebrate
agree.
It and
so, you know, I grew up in New York City, and the Jewish holidays were always a day off. I think not only for the demographics of the community, but to Michelle Cressy's point, as a matter of respect for those of faith that differ from basically, I guess,
but
purposes
Kevin,
of discussion.
I'd have
well,
to,
hang on just a moment, Dan.
I have to challenge
purposes,
you on one thing
Dan,
on that,
just one quick moment, just for purposes of what we call, you know, for purposes of our discussion, Christianity. I do think Michelle Cressy's point is well taken, that there is an issue of, you know, respecting other faiths, honoring their traditions, honoring their belief systems, with the consideration. Now, I happen to think that what we do currently, as you outlined, with unexcused absence is respectful.
Excused absence.
That's what I said.
That's what
you said. No, excused absence. I think that is, at present, I think that's an appropriate, respectful response. So, but what I was saying was, I don't find the information that's been collected in and of itself a reason to make a decision based on that. I think we need to make a decision not based on absentee rates per se, but rather based on some larger issues.
What if, regarding the statistics, if we were to look at other dates in September and see how those days play out?
Well, I think if you really want to look at the absentee rates for the year, you should look by month.
But my point is, if you look at just the other days in September, that would take out, that might take away the idea of kids are going to be in school because it's the beginning of school. If we're presuming that children stay out of school later in the year because that's when they get sick more often as the year goes on, I'm figuring there's going to be a higher attendance in September. If we find that we have almost 100% attendance for every other day in September, but for the Jewish holidays, then that shows that most of the kids who are out those days are out because of the holiday.
Yes and no. I mean, I get where you're going. My point is, I don't want to make this decision based on attendance rates on a day-by-day basis solely. But I see your point.
But I think attendance rates are one indicator, and the reason I asked the question to look at that is that if there is any event, not necessarily solely religious, but any event that has a negative impact on the school day, that should be taken into consideration. When we use the word respect and we put that together with a religion, we really have opened up a pretty large door, because there are more than two religions in this world. And I look at that, and my son-in-law happens to be Buddhist. He's Indian. Are we going to now open it up to all of the Indian holidays? We have a pretty strong Indian community in Clinton Township. I know we do because we're in my neighborhood. So when we say respect for one particular religious day that does not seem to have a significant impact in attendance in the school day on a particular holiday, what does that say to others that respect or follow?
Totally agree, which is why I reiterated that I think the current policy in force is acceptable. Of simply, if a day when school is in session conflicts for any reason for a personal religious belief on a holiday, and as Rachel stated, our calendar notes many different religious holidays.
Absolutely.
I think excused absences is a good way to go. I just don't want to make this move based on pure math, necessarily. Well,
math is something, and that's brought up not as a pure decision. It's requested as an indicator of what an impact would be. I think we're arguing from different points. I'd look at any indicator that would say there's a negative impact on the school day and learning in the classrooms, that should be taken into consideration. And right now, on that particular holiday that's being brought up, I'm not hearing anything of significance other than people's opinions.
I'll finalize my statement, because I think we're actually in agreement. I am not suggesting we close these schools. I am saying, thank you for the information. I am very glad that the school has a policy where excused absences are granted for religious belief.
So how about we do this? I'll summarize. Yeah. Maria, can you access the survey results from the previous school year?
Yes.
And send them to all the members of the board? Mm-hmm. And then everyone can, at their leisure, while it's snowing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And our children are home.
And send me any further comments. And then perhaps, since we're not going to put forth the final calendar until the end of January, and we have new board members coming on in January, that we could revisit this topic briefly, in January. What do you think?
Yeah. No. Yes, of course.
That's perfect. Done. Moving on. I second that. Are there any other items for discussion in my committee?
All right. Yes, I think.
When's that next meeting?
We've had enough on the calendar for
January
tonight.
January
6th. I'm absent.
We have. Is there any other discussion on policy and curriculum? Seeing none, we're going to quickly move for a roll call vote.
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Absolutely.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carries.
Okay, moving on to our final committee report.
Excuse me. I just, if, if you don't mind, Mr. Gagliardi came into the meeting. He was trying desperately to get here earlier for our closed session and couldn't make it. And so I'd like to just take a moment and acknowledge him driving all around the state today to get here for us. And I'd like to just publicly thank him because he doesn't eat fudge. So I need to give him something so that he can now go home. He doesn't have to stay here.
He came for the gift.
So, Mr. Gagliardi is a junk food cereal junkie.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not want it to be a referendum on what I endorse for children to eat.
He's not a child.
He's a grown man.
Look at yours.
Oh, my goodness.
I try to find the worst ones I can.
I'll say only a few items and keep this disruption to a minimum. First of all, I don't remember the last time a client wanted me to go home so badly they gave me a gift as a bribe to do so. Second, yes, I had a triple header this evening. I'm sorry I missed out on the fun, and I saved best for last, of course. And then lastly, as far as this being called junk food, for anyone who's ever watched television, you know that these are fortified with essential vitamins.
There's some fiber in there, I'm sure.
And I've been eating them for decades, and so I may or may not share these with my sons, but I thank you very much. And with that, I will say, yes, Rachel, happy holidays is what I will say. And I thank you. And who, I guess, Michelle, right, who will I not be seeing again when I return?
Michelle.
Right.
John Higgins.
Okay, well, John's not here. Michelle, obviously, how many years?
Seven.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure. You'll miss us intensely.
I will.
But not long. And I thank you again. Drew, this was very nice. I appreciate it.
I think you need it.
I will leave you and Mel as a hostage. I'll see you in January.
Take care.
Bye. Have a good holiday.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Now communication.
Huh? Okay, moving on to the report of the Communications Committee. Maria Grant is the chairperson of this committee. Mrs. Grant, could you give us a report on the activities of your committee?
Sure. We are currently working with the Facilities and Finance Group as well as the Policy and Curriculum Group to put together an all-inclusive survey that would combine questions. As Rachel, I won't go into the detail, Rachel did, because she did a very nice job already. But to look at what people may want to provide or have at the end of a demographic study, as well as information relative to starting a kindergarten program within our district. So we'll be working over the holidays on that one in our committee to finalize it. We'll send it to the board for input over the holidays and then get that out the first week and be able to report back on that at the end of January. And that's my very, very short report for this evening.
Oh, you get a gold star tonight.
I have a question. the survey, is it one survey with the two topics or is it two different surveys?
It'll be one survey with two topics because we had talked that if we sent out several surveys in the short period of time, we won't get compliance in people responding. And I think we talked about maybe four questions, perhaps five at tops.
Oh, maybe more.
Okay.
That's debatable.
Okay, so maybe that's what the message is about today. But we'll keep everybody posted, and then we'll send it out for everybody to take a look at it, Facilities and Finance and Policy and Curriculum and Communications.
Thank you.
I might be working on that during my snow day tomorrow.
Any other?
I'm taking the hint.
Right.
Won't influence me.
I've gotten several texts from three children at home asking if we were having school tomorrow.
I've got a couple from
the teacher.
Well, they
figured you would know. Are there
influences? No, Jen.
Any other questions or comments on communications? Okay, seeing none, we move on to old business. This is an opportunity for members of the Board of Education to talk about any old business that we might have had that you'd like to address. Seeing no takers on old business, moving on to new business. This is also for members of the Board of Education. Is there any new business anybody would like to address?
I have new business. Last month at our board meeting, Mr. Sturgis appointed an ad hoc committee to investigate whether or not we would like to expand to from a half-day kindergarten to a full-day kindergarten program. At that time, we only had a few members of the committee, and we've added, since that meeting, additional members. And so I just wanted to put on the agenda the members of the kindergarten ad hoc committee. So on the committee are myself as chair, Mr. Malloy as the chair of the Finance and Facilities Committee. As our community representative, we have John Higgins, who is currently a board member, but after tomorrow, or after, I guess, January 1st, will no longer be a board member. He is currently on our committee. We have a parent representative, Pam Van Bell. We have administrator representatives. We have Mary Postma, the principal of Patrick McGarren School. We have Melissa Goad, the principal of Spruce Run School, and Heather Spitzer, our business administrator and board secretary. And teacher representatives, we have Jean Allen, who's a literacy teacher at Spruce Run. We have Joanne Filas, who is a third grade teacher at Patrick McGarren. We have Maggie Cassidy, who is a kindergarten teacher at Spruce Run, and Rhonda Ferry, who is a kindergarten teacher at Spruce Run.
Okay, thank you.
Those are the members of the committee.
Thank you very much. While we're on that topic, can you just give us a brief report on the activities of the ad hoc committee?
Sure, I could just repeat what I said earlier. Basically that we've met twice. We have spent a lot of time looking at what questions the community may want answered about full-day kindergarten. We're looking at a variety of topics. We're looking at student achievement, the facilities itself, whether or not we have the space to accommodate additional students. We're looking at, more importantly, the finances and how we're going to be able to afford full-day kindergarten if we so choose to recommend it to the board. We're also looking at a variety of other factors. We're looking at curriculum, we're looking at instruction, we're looking at social emotional development of young children. And we have been busy at our last meeting working on the survey questions, which I alluded to earlier.
Thank you. Is there any other new business? Okay, seeing none, we're moving on to the second recognition of the public. This is the third and final opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on any topic. Please approach the mic and tell us who you are and where you live. Okay, we have no takers on second recognition tonight. At the end of the meeting, we have a second executive session. When we come back from executive session, action may be taken upon our return. After that one potential action item, we would move on to adjournment. So at this time, we're going to read the executive session language. We're going to vote to go into executive session. We'll come back out, potentially vote, and then end the meeting. Mrs. Spitzer, would you please read the executive session language?
Whereas while Senator Byron M. Baer Open Publics Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individuals, employees, or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balance of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus NJ Expressway, New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ478, the employees and the nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need of confidentiality is a discussion of the superintendent's merit goals for the 13-14 school year. And whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees and representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, and between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administrators Association. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 50 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reasons for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Spitzer. That's a very long and technical reading, but we're going into executive session to talk about superintendent's draft miracles and the collective bargaining agreement with the CTEA. We'll be back out in about 50 minutes, and we'll continue the meeting and finish the meeting. Everyone is always welcome to stay, but if you happen not to stay, thank you again for coming.
You need a motion?
Yeah, we do.
So motion.
And have a good holiday. Seeking a motion to go into executive session by Mark, and a second.
Second.
By Rachel McLaughlin. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. We go into executive session at 9:52 p.m.